Praise the Lord. God's name be glorified this time. It was a 5 years of journey in the Bible College and MIT. Through Pastor Edwin, I went to the Bible College. He really encouraged me, Lord. At that time, once then NLT team, National Leadership Team, accept me as a MIT. A few months after my mentor, Dave Ayling, he promoted to glory. He was one of the strongest leader in Elim. He was ministering in Derby. That was a shock for me. After that, few months after, my supervisor, Pastor Edwin, also went to the Lord. I thought, Lord, what is going on there? I thought, Lord, how can I move forward? It's too much. At that time, by the grace of God, I got a good supervisor, Pastor Peter Davis. That was a blessed time. And I never, ever think I came under. In Elim, normally, we are using one word, a legend, Pastor David. I got an opportunity to learn from Pastor David as well. And now I'm learning from Pastor Jim. It's a great blessing in my my life to learn from different ministers. And, the eldership team, I can't forget Brother Roy, Brother John, Brother Mark, they all been in the eldership team from my beginning. Brother Malcolm, Brother Chima, Brother Brighton, this all leadership team being there, and the local eldership team from 4 o'clock, Brother Kaladan and Brother Sabo, and lots of other elders as well. They were really encouraging me in this journey. From the staff team, our dear Sister Michelle, Sister Kim, they all were real a great blessing, and the prayers and support of the church, really it is appreciated. A big thank you for you all. Thank you. When I came first into Silverdale Church, me and Pastor Edwin were normally talking together and praying together in that office room. Sometimes, I'm talking about a few years before, I'm thinking about 6 years before. Sometimes I didn't know what the word I need to use. I was using the sign language. Pastor Edwin patiently talked to me. After that, I knew one thing. He was giving the training for me. Sometimes, some days, some nights actually, 10, half 10, Lorna will come. Where is my husband? Actually, he was investing certain things on me. Thank you, Lord, for the blessed pastors, blessed brothers and sisters. Okay, and yesterday, my fourth one, Elizabeth, she thought, she knew some celebration is going to happen yesterday. She thought, I'm going to marry sweetie. In the morning, she woke up, our Elizabeth woke up, and she asked to Sweetie, Mama, I need to watch telly, Cocomelon. Sweetie said, not now. Elizabeth said, if you won't let me to see, watch telly, I won't let my dad marry you. Praise God. lots of funny things there. Anyway, let us turn our attention into 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses from 14. Thank you, Brother Joseph. You are doing a great job there. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Someone from the congregation, if you have the Bible, will you please read 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, please. Thank you. Anyone?
Thanks be to God, who always leads us as
Next one, Nazareth.
For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ amongst those who are being saved and those who are perishing.
Thank you, Maria. God bless you. We can see the triumph in Christ there, triumph in Christ. Apostle Paul, he knew about God was leading him in triumph. The picture here is about Roman triumph. The special tribute that Rome gave to their conquering generals, if a commander-in-chief won a complete victory over the enemy on foreign soil, and if that commander-in-chief will kill at least 5,000 enemy soldiers and gained their territory for Rome, that commander-in-chief entitled to a Roman triumph. Once he will come back to Rome, he will ride in a golden chariot. His officers and family members will surround him. The Roman priests carry the burning incense to pay tribute to the victorious army. The procession would follow a special route through the city. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses from 14, Jesus Christ is our great commander-in-chief. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
He came to the foreign land. He came to this earth and completely defeated the enemy. As the children of the commander-in-chief, we walk behind him, sharing his victory. We do not fight for victory. We fight from victorious side. Because Christ had victory over the world. Christ has victory over the sin. He has victory over the sin. That means, as the children of the living God, we can get the victory. We can declare the victory over the world, devil, and sin. Amen. We can walk day by day triumph in Christ. In the book of Acts, this month we are meditating from the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, we can see the wonderful works of Holy Spirit there. According to the promise of Christ, apostles were waiting and praying for Holy Spirit. They prayed in unity and prepared themselves to receive God's Spirit. In Acts chapter 2, we can see Holy Spirit outpouring came upon them. From them, Apostle Peter preached about the risen Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 37 says, when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Peter said to them, repent and baptize, and you will receive Holy Spirit. After that, Peter preached by the power of Holy Spirit. About 3,000 people baptized on that day. The real sign of revival is repentance. Why Jesus promised Holy Spirit for the church? Why he promised to everyone you can receive Holy Spirit once you repent? Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, but you will receive power when Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Christ gave his Spirit for us to witness to others. The ancient church focused on to the souls. The Spirit-filled church always shared the good news. Acts chapter 2 verse 47 says, and the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. Praise God. That was the day by day process. In Acts chapter 3, we can see the lame man healed by the name of Jesus Christ. He was lame from his mother's womb. He was 40 years old. In 40 years of captivity, broken in the name of Jesus Christ. We sang a song. We praise his name. There is amazing power in the name of Jesus. When I'm standing here, I know lots of curse came into my life from the childhood. Lots of negative words. I thought I can't come out from that old verse. I can't be flourish. But once I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, the authority of devil that broken in the name of Jesus Christ. That name has amazing power. Let us trust. Let us call his name. He don't need the grammatical prayer. He's not watching the grammatical prayer. The blind man, he cried and he asked to Jesus, Jesus, the son of David, have mercy on me. Not long prayer, short prayer, not grammatical prayer, short prayer from the bottom of his heart. He received the miracle. Today morning, when we all are sitting in the presence of God, that name can deliver you. That name can prosper you. That name can do something great in your life. Praise God. You know, after that miracle, many people, they heard the gospel. Thousands of people, they came to the salvation. Apostles became an aroma in front of those who saved and not saved. But they were arrested by the authorities and they faced trials. And Apostle Peter filled with Holy Spirit. And he said, from the book of Acts chapter 4 verses from 10, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stand before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. We can see Apostle Peter filled with the Holy Spirit. An ordinary man became a defender of faith. It doesn't matter how educated we are, how talented we are. The Holy Spirit can use you and me, our church, for the glory of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. He can. Hallelujah. There is only one baptism of Holy Spirit. Only one baptism. But different level of filling of Spirit is there. Once we receive the power of Holy Spirit. But how can we fill it? Through the prayer. Through worship. Through fasting. We can fill. Acts chapter 4 verse 13. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Last week, Pastor Jim also mentioned that word here. Most of the apostles came from the unpromising backgrounds. But God used them all as a great blessing. The authorities threatened apostles. They commanded apostles not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus Christ. after their release, they went to their companions and they prayed like this. Acts chapter 4, verses from 29. Now, Lord, consider their threats. Enable your servant to speak your word with great boldness. They didn't pray. Lord, touch them. Give a punch for them. They didn't pray like that. They prayed, we need that boldness to speak about you. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. Do you know what happened there? After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. We need that boldness by the fire, by the power of Holy Spirit. Amen. Their great desire was to proclaim the good news boldly. God started to use them powerfully. Devil had failed completely. He failed. Devil had completely failed in this attempt to silence the witness of the church. Disciples were used by God as fragrance in their community and wherever they've been. Wherever devil tried to stop the movement, the church celebrate the triumph in Christ. Church faced many oppositions, but the result was more salvation and more baptisms. The churches in UK, the world, when the world is watching, the Christianity is going down and down. Yes, we are facing certain oppositions from devil. But church will see great things. Because the church not belongs to the man, the church belongs to the God. The founder of the church is Jesus Christ. Do you know who is the leading pastor? The Holy Spirit is leading the church. Church will grow. And always I am saying, amen, this will open. By the grace of God, in January, February, and last month, we gave the baptisms here. And do you know, are you excited to see more baptisms? Few more people came forward to take the baptisms. We want to see more salvations, more baptisms. Wherever people scattered, they shared the good news. And churches established in different places. In the book of Acts, we can see the saints were arrested by the authorities. But the miraculous way, you know, they came out. In the book of Acts chapter 5, verses from 17. Then the high priest and all his associates who were members of the party of the Sadducees were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. And do you know what the angel said? Go. Stand in the temple courts. He said, and tell the people all about this new life. How many of you are praising God today? Yes, Lord, I've been in a captivity. Yes, Lord, I've been in a prison experience. You brought me out for what? For proclaim the good news. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They obeyed God rather than man. If we have any mission in our life, everyone have the mission in our life. Devil can't hold us. We all are the part of a great move. No one can stop it. Let us excited for the move of the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 12, when Apostle Peter was in prison, church were praying. Enemy tried to stop the flow of evangelization. But the angel of the Lord opened the doors for God's servant. in a miraculous way, heaven brought Peter out. He again witnessed about Christ. Heavenly angels are still moving for his children. If any one of you in a prison experience in your life, if you are really struggling in your life to move forward, heaven is ready to move for you. Get ready for your spiritual flow. Acts chapter 16, after the apostles gave a deliverance for a slave, a girl in the name of Jesus Christ, they were arrested and beaten. Apostles were thrown into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. Acts chapter 16, verses from 25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundation of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chain came loose. The incredible things happened inside the prison by God's power. Do you know? Apostles didn't worship God for loosening their chain or for opening the doors. They didn't worship God for that. Why did they worship God? They knew our God is worthy to be praised in any situation. It doesn't matter, are we in the time of prosperity or in the pain? Our God, he is worthy to be praised. His name be glorified. They have been in physical pain, but they can't stop their praise because of the joy of salvation. Acts chapter 16, verses from 30. The jailer then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole household. Apostles shared about the Savior to the jailer and others. They came to the Lord. Many times I heard about the salvation. I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, but I understood the baptism is true. The baptism is not to join with someone else. It is crystal clear in the book of Romans chapter 6. Baptism is to join with Christ. I thought, Lord, your word is saying, I need to take baptism to join with you. But I was so fear because of my family. But God gave the strength for me to take that baptism. Do you know? My family members, they said, you got lots of money from the pastors. That's why you got the baptism. You took the baptism. To be honest with you, I didn't get any penny. But do you know what happened? I can't explain the joy of salvation. I can't explain the happiness. If anyone in this room didn't take the baptism, you didn't accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, last time also I mentioned this word, try it. Try him. Paul and Silas arrested Dino by the jailer, but jailer arrested by the power of God through apostles. God's triumph over devil's plan. Amen. William Booth said this statement, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. The Bible says, Matthew chapter 4, verses from 14, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah, land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. When Jesus put his feet on the different lands, they all saw the great light, the real light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Apostles preached about this light. Let us be the witness of the Savior. Our nation will see this light by the power of Holy Spirit. Yes, indeed. Praise the Lord. Praise God. The victorious Christian is the witnessing Christian. We all received by the power of Holy Spirit. We receive the power of Holy Spirit for what? To gain the victory over the world, sin, and devil. Same time, God gave this power for witnessing. His name be glorified. Let us close our eyes, please. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hura masandhala kabarandhala kashiya karathala siyantare. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ask to the Lord, Lord, I need a spiritual flow. Lord, I am submitting myself in your presence. Yes, Lord, yes, indeed. You rescued me from the miry clay. Now, we all are in the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus, for your great love. You are the light of the world. Yes, Jesus, thank you for your sweet, beautiful Holy Spirit. Lord, help us to gain more and more souls for your glorious kingdom by this power. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord, many nationalities in this city, many souls, they are perishing, Lord. Lord, send the people to our church. Send us to them, Lord. Help us to share the gospel. Amen. Yes, Holy Spirit, we believe in the wonders and miracles. We believe in the move of Holy Spirit. We are excited for a great move. Yes, Lord. Lord, how many missionaries, lots of missionaries,